Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to Prospering in the Psalms with Dr. Manetta. We are really excited to be back with you. This is day number 9 of our 150-day journey of prospering through the Psalms. I just want to share with you a brief moment. Today, the 9th day, I want to talk about the number 9, and also our theme for today is rejoicing in prosperity. We will be reading a portion of Psalms 9 as well. So those that are listening in for the first time, I want you to grab something to write with, something to write on, as we share this evening. I was going to say this morning. It's morning somewhere, but this evening we are live right now. Each day our plan is to come to you and share a highlight, a nugget, as we continue this journey in prospering in the Psalms. For those that are joining us for the first time, beloved, you can go back to our podcast, to our archive, and listen in 24/7 at no cost by going to our blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, under the new voice. The new voice, and you can download our series over the last 8 days on prospering in the Psalms. This is an exciting mandate, and so we want you to grasp what God is speaking to us through the Psalms in prospering in every aspect of our lives. That's why I want you to go back and listen in to the last week. We are 1 week into this series. So today, without delaying our time, I want to share with you, as I said, this is the 9th day journey. I want to share with you the meaning of the number 9, and we'll be reading Psalms 9, verse 1 and 2, and highlighting in regards to us prospering in the Psalms. What is the Lord speaking to us? And then as we continue to share with you words that are related to prosperity. We shared last week the Hebrew meanings of prosperity. And we shared over, I think, about 15 words. That's why you want to go back in and listen in. And then on yesterday, we shared three Greek words that are related to prosperity. And today, we'll probably share two or three with you as well. So let us look at the word and the meaning of the number 9. Amen. Let's just have a word of prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this moment, this time of teaching, of revelation, of the declarations and decrees that we know in your word. You said that you take great pleasure in the prosperity of your children, and that above all things you pray that we prosper and be in good health as our soul prospers. Lord God, we decree, according to Psalms 118 and 25, we are decreeing, Lord God, that you send prosperity now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And so when we look at the number 9, from the biblical standpoint, 9 represents the fruit of the Spirit. It represents divine completeness from the Lord. And so, just for your hearing, the number 9 speaks of finality or divine completeness from the Lord. Significantly, it is 3 times 3. 9 is the number for fruit of the Spirit. 9 comes after 8. And as you know, yesterday we shared about the number 8, meaning new beginning, new creation, new birth. And so 9 comes after 8, which represents new birth. After having a good tree, that the next thing to expect is good fruit from that tree. In Matthew 12:33, it says, make the tree good and his fruit good. The good fruit follows as the result of the tree being made good. The tree, man, is made good in the new birth. As 9 follows 8, so the good fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, follows as the result of the new birth. We know Apostle Paul mentioned 9, meaning the fruit of the Spirit, in Galatians 5:22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There, and here we see 9 things are mentioned as the fruit of the Spirit, and how wonderful and fitting is the Word of God in every way. With what infinite wisdom did he order and arrange his Word? Who can gainsay these things? Even in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8 through 10, Paul mentioned 9 gifts of the Spirit. And you can go in, beloved, and read them. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. So, beloved, when we look at 9, represent the fruit of the Spirit and divine completeness from the Lord. I just wanted to highlight that when we look at the number 9 and what it represents in our lives. Amen, amen, amen. So when we look at the Psalms, as we continue our journey to prospering in the Psalms, through the Psalms, in God's Word, as he speaks to us, as we stand on his Word, God's promises of prosperity through the Psalms. I want to read verse number 1 and 2 for your hearing. Psalms 9, verse 1 and 2. I will sing thee, O Lord. I will praise thee, O Lord. With my whole heart, I will show forth all thy marvelous work. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Amen. That's the word of God for the people of God in Jesus' name. Rejoicing in prosperity. Read that Psalms verse again. I will sing and I will praise. I guess I want to say sing, but I will praise thee, O Lord. With my whole heart, I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. So, beloved, when we think about highlighting the word praise, see, praise, beloved, is expressing to God our appreciation and understanding his word. It says, thank you for every aspect of his divine nature, God's divine nature, for us to prosper. Think about that. Our inward attitude becomes an outward expression when we praise God for who he is. God inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits your praise. Your praise is a weapon, beloved. So when we praise God, we help ourselves. Let me say that again. When you praise God, you help yourself by expanding your vision of who God is. See, in each psalm that we will share with you, each psalm that you will read and study and meditate and memorize and decree and declare and confess and affirm, in each of these psalms, look for an attribute or characteristic of God for which you can thank him. Let us take a moment right now and thank God for the prosperity that we have decreed over our lives. Let's take God right now for the prosperity he is sending now. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for prosperity today. We thank you, Lord God, for your shalom peace. We thank you for happiness. We thank you, Lord God, for abundance. We thank you, Lord God, for favor and success. We thank you for your glory and your goodness. We thank you for your riches and your abundance. And we thank you for your wealth. We thank you for flourishing us. We thank you for multiplying us. We thank you for the silver, the gold. We thank you for the treasure. We thank you for the rewards, blessings, and abundance. We thank you for plenty. We thank you, Lord God, for increase. We thank you for bountifulness and promotion and fruitfulness. We thank you for enlarging our territory. We thank you for taking us into the wealthy place. We thank you, Lord, for every aspect of prosperity in our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. See, we can praise God for the attributes, for the characteristics of God, the wholeness of God, the completeness of God, the blessings of God, the joy of God. That's why I said rejoice. That we're rejoicing in his prosperity. That's right, beloved. Rejoice in thee. That's what the psalmist is saying. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. So as we look at one of the natural results of praising God is witnessing of his goodness, of his grace, of his mercy. Our testimony. That's right. See, when we know that God is wonderful, that God is complete, God is bearing much fruit in our lives, we naturally want to tell others and have them praise God with us. Oh, beloved, that's what I want as a part of this journey, that as we continue 150 days, many of you are joining in for the first time and listening in, but as we continue now 141 days, until the end of this year, December the 31st, that we are believing for the manifestation of every aspect of God's promises of prosperity to manifest in our lives. Can I receive an amen? If you are in agreement with me, share. No matter what time you are listening to this live broadcast, you may be listening as a podcast, as a download. no matter where you're at in the world, whether you're in Africa or Asia or Australia, North America, South America, Europe, the Pacific Rim, the Caribbean Islands. If you are in agreement with God's word and his promises that he desires to prosper you, beloved, I want you to post it on your Facebook page. I want you to tweet out this link. I want you to share it on LinkedIn, Pinterest, whatever social media platform that you use, on your personal page, on your business page, inside of a group, because someone else needs to hear the word of God and his promises and his desires for you today, which are yea and amen. So we can, beloved, sing praises unto the Lord with our whole heart, that we will show forth all God's marvelous work, and that we will be glad, we will rejoice in his prosperity. We know the wealth, the riches, the honor all comes from God, and that we can sing praises unto his name, the God Most High. I'm excited, beloved. I'm believing God. What about you? Do you believe God's word or what he has spoken? That in Psalms 1:3 that I shared with you, that you shall be planted like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and that you will bring forth fruit in this season, and that whatever you touch, that your leaf shall not wither, and that whatever you do shall prosper. That you would have favor of God, that the glory of God would be all encamped around you today, beloved, and that the blessings of the Lord are overflowing in your life. In Jesus' name. I want to end there. But I want you to go through and read all of Psalms 9 and know, beloved, that God never ignores your cries for help. Just as the psalmist was crying out, and that he is talking about his victory over the enemy. Today, beloved, we're crying out unto the Lord, and that we will be victorious over death and lack and poverty and not enough. We declare war on the enemy in Jesus' name. Oh, we are victorious today. We are prosperous today. And I want you, beloved, to join in, join this movement that God is speaking to us in this time and in this season. Amen, amen. For those who will join with us daily, as you listen into our live podcast, as you listen into our live radio broadcast, you can follow us by joining our blogtalkradio.com/the-new-the-OICE, and then you will get in your email when we are will come on live, because we have a variety of times. We've done our podcast in the mornings at 8 o'clock, we've done it at noonday, and we've done it at the evening time. We're trying to share and be fair to those that may not be able to listen in at 8 o'clock or 12 o'clock or 6 in the evening. So we have a variety of times. But, beloved, the most important thing is if you follow us on our Blog Talk Radio program, it will come to your email box every day, faithfully. So you will hear and receive this teaching on prospering in the Psalms. Amen, amen, amen. I want to share with you, before our time of closing, three words in the Greek, that's found in the Greek, that are related to prosperity. I want to give you the word and their definition and the scripture for you to go and to read for yourself. So our word tonight is shalom. S-H-O-L-O-M. S-H-U-L-O-N. And it can be found in 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. And also in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. So shalom is the Greek word meaning arms stripped from an enemy, to disarm or to spoil or plunder one's enemy. So that's the definition. And now you need to go and read the passage of scripture for the Greek word in relation to prosperity. In relation to prosperity. Our second word, I'm going to spell it. It is E-M-P-I-P-L-E-M-I, found in the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 17. And it is the Greek word meaning to fill up, to feel full, to feel abundantly, to satisfy. Amen. And then our third Greek word in relation to prosperity is found in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6, and the spelling is D-I-A-T-H-E-K-E, and it is the Greek word meaning covenant, and we've talked about covenant quite a bit on some of our other programs. The last disposition of one's earthly possessions and wealth after their death, a will or testament. So we would think in terms like of estate planning. So read out of Hebrew 8, verse 6. Those are three word powers for today's session that you can go in and read about and get even a greater revelation to prosperity in this time and in this season. Let me just do a word of prayer as we have come to a close to prospering in the Psalms with Dr. Mineta. Father God, we come this morning, we come this evening, we come this noonday time. Lord God, decreeing and declaring your word over our lives pertaining to prosperity. Oh God, we stand on your word and your promises as we decree and declare prosperity comes to our household today, from the east to west, the north and the south. We decree and declare that you have sent prosperity to us this day. Father God, that we stand on your word today, for your shalom peace, for your prosperity will come, that we will have blessings, O God, that we will have plenty, O God, that wealth and riches dwell in our homes, in the name of Jesus, O God. Wherever there's lack, O God, let an overflow of abundance, for you said in your word, Jesus came that we would have life and we would have it more abundantly, O God. Lord God, you have said in your word that you have given us power and you've given us ability to create wealth in the establishment of your covenant that you swore with your forefathers, with our forefathers. So we thank you, Lord God, for every word that's related to prosperity, that it will manifest in our lives. We decree it over our lives this day, O God. We decree the glory of the Lord is upon us this day, and that we would have good success as we study and meditate on your word today. Father God, that we are favorable, O God, in all that you have trusted in our hands, that goodness and riches and abundance flows in our lives today, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for the fruitfulness that we will bear in each of our endeavors today, O God. And we cry out today, O God, that you would increase us, increase our territory, increase our business, increase us in every aspect of our life, that no hurt, no harm, no sickness, no death should come near our dwelling, and that we would not hurt or harm anyone else. We thank you, Lord God, for the increase. We thank you, Lord God, for bountiness. We thank you, Lord God, for promotion. We thank you, Lord God, for benefits and rewards that are coming to us this day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We thank you for joining with us this day, this ninth day of our 100 and our 50-day journey to prospering in the sun. We look forward to you being back with us tomorrow as we continue on our 10th day that we are believing and we are expecting prosperity to flow in our lives. Amen, amen. So may the peace of God, the love of God, the provision of God, the protection of God, the prosperity of God, the peace of God will be with you. That is my prayer this day in Jesus' name. Go in peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.